Now our next speaker has been perhaps Britain's foremost voice of truth throughout the whole of the last 2 years of the wretched misnamed war on terror. For that, Tony Blair is hauling him before a political tribunal next month, aimed at excluding him from Parliament and the Labour Party. But I know that Tony Blair will not succeed in silencing his voice. And whatever judgment may be handed down by the Labour Party's National Constitutional Committee, the judgment of public opinion and the judgment of history is in. George Galloway was right.
German. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Andrew, brothers and sisters, comrades and friends, wassalamu alaikum, peace be with you. And on this Jewish New Year, let me take this opportunity to salute those Jewish activists all over the world, but particularly in Palestine, who stand for Palestinian rights, who stand in front of the tanks, who stand in front of Sharon's forces. And let us all wish them an especially happy New Year. Now, Mr. Tony Blair has decided that he doesn't want to discuss Iraq at the Labour conference next week. It's like having an elephant sitting in the corner of your living room and not being prepared to mention it. But he says that he's in, nonetheless, a listening mood. Well, I have a suggestion for you, Mr. Blair. You bring the lady who's just spoken at this rally down to Bournemouth, this widow, this orphan, and put them on the stage at Bournemouth and let them speak about Iraq. And let's see what the British people think of your war when they hear what that lady had to say. Now I want to deal with, as George Monbiot did, a very dangerous diversion, a very dangerous red herring, a false dichotomy which is emerging in this debate. Whether or not Iraq should be controlled by a group of foreigners wearing blue helmets or a group of foreigners wearing the stars and stripes. Foreign occupiers are not the solution to Iraq's problems. They are Iraq's problems. And I say to these countries who are being fooled with their arms twisted up their back, countries like India, Pakistan, Bangladesh and Turkey, I warn them of this. Don't send your young men into this quicksand, because the Iraqi resistance will treat them exactly the same way they are currently treating the American occupation armies. Don't send your young men to kill or to die for the re-election of George W. Bush and the enrichment of his Republican Party, friends. Now I'm listening to these helicopters clattering away above us. Last night, in the early hours of the morning, on Sky Gold Plus One, unable to sleep, I watched Oliver Stone's wonderful film, Platoon. And I watched again, in horror, at the degradation which inevitably accompanies a foreign military invasion and occupation of somebody else's country. It begins with the dehumanizing of the Gooks or the Arabs, and it ends with the dehumanization of the occupation soldiers themselves. And that's exactly what's underway in Iraq now, as the American forces rampage through the towns and cities of Iraq, break down the doors of people's houses, drag their sons out, their hands tied behind their back, their faces down in the sand, humiliating and invading the privacy of their women, stealing their things. This is the road that America has taken. And I tell you something else about Vietnam, because I'm old enough to have been actively working for it at the time. The United States left Vietnam with their ambassador clattering from the roof of their embassy in a helicopter like that one, with the rage of the Vietnamese people close behind him. And if the United States doesn't leave Iraq of its own volition soon, they'll leave just like the Americans in Vietnam, with the Iraqi people chasing them all the way down the road. And in my last minute, I want to say this. I say this myself as a believer. We had manna from heaven dropped from the sky on Thursday with the announcement that George W. Bush has been invited to make a 3-day state visit to Britain. Because, it's a great opportunity. We will turn those 3 days into the biggest festival of opposition to British and American imperialism that this country has ever seen. Remember the 19th, 20th and 21st of November, Guy Fawkes, who's had a hard enough time all these centuries. After all, he wasn't the only man to enter Parliament with bad intentions. Let's replace Guy Fawkes on the top of those bonfires with George W. Bush and Tony Blair. Thank you very much.